Hello. That was a very Mary Poppins hello.
Hello, what's up? Hello, guys. What are you up to?
Yeah, I got a little time before dinner. What's up, Steve? Tommy? I feel like you guys are always the first two on. That's fucking epic, and I love you for it. What's up, Steven? Steve Crispin, what's up, dude? I just got home from work, like, 10 minutes ago. So I figured I'd hop on here. Steven, good to see you, buddy. Tommy. Tommy says, oh, hi, guy who sits alone in his basement. I'm not alone when I'm with you guys. That's what I tell myself to make me not go crazy. I did Jeep stuff this morning at 4 a.m., I will have you know. How fucking sick is that? I threw some shitty paint on the fenders. What's up, Jimmy Glass? And I'm checking this off my list because you guys were part of my to-do list. Steven says I'm still admiring the exhaust welds. Don't tell them the secret. Tommy says, 4 a.m., I'm asleep. I thought you were... Or did you move to mid-shift or something? I forget what we talked about. It was only 2 weeks ago, but I already forgot. But yeah, I did yesterday. I got the fenders off. The previous owner that I got them from had put them together and I guess didn't like the way they looked, so decided to do some Bondo work on them, which was, I feel like, I don't know how to do Bondo, so I don't usually mess with it. But, you know, it's always good to try new things. I would never try Bondo. Wasn't a huge fan of how the Bondo looked that was on the fenders. So I just hit it with the wire wheel, ground it all out down to bare metal. Tommy says, no, I'm on days now. Next Sunday I go 10:30 to 6 a.m. Okay. Anthony Ash, what's up, my boy? We were just talking about... The YJ, I was doing stuff at 4 a.m. I was doing Jeep stuff at 4 a.m. So yesterday, now that the exhaust is done, like Steven mentioned, the exhaust is completely welded on. I got that done, what was that, Saturday? It is not pretty, and I will not show you pictures. The only way that you will see a picture of those welds as if you listen to the most recent subscriber episode of the podcast. Heyo, shameless plug. But yeah, in there is a little tidbit on how I will send those to you if you're a subscriber. If you listen to it. Otherwise, you could fuck off because I'm not showing you because I am embarrassed of them, to be honest. And... I'm not a proficient exhaust welder, and that's okay. Aaron says, did you order your Max straps? No, I didn't order Max straps. I went to the website to look at them, and a bag is like almost $400 or $300. I was like, yo, get the fuck out of here. So I'm definitely going for a cheaper option for sure. Zach says, welded is welded, and that's true. Tommy says, see the welds when you're upside down. That is true, but also, I think I'm going to hit it with some exhaust wrap so nobody can see it. Riley Harshman, what's going on? I recognize that name from Instagram. Welcome. A little cross-platform action going on here. But yes, I did not order the Max straps because, yes, Zach, I understand that the Max are worth the coin, but... I'm going to be strapping that Jeep to a trailer maybe twice a year. So it doesn't really make that... Like, I understand your point of view. For real, I do. It's an investment. You'll have them forever, blah, 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 whatever. But I can't... That's a lot of money, man. That is a lot of money. Steve says, go on eBay and get the straps that go around the axle. They're $50 to $70. Yes, I also have the brackets welded to the axle, so I can just click on the axle and boop. And if they break, lamb chop welded them. If they break, lamb chop welded them. You heard it here. No, I would never throw him under the bus like that. That'd be fucked up. But yeah, so exhaust welded. I don't think. Excuse me, that was a very spitty think. I don't think there's any holes in it. I would have to, I guess, use a sniffer. I mean, it sounds like a straight pipe 4.0, so I don't know how to tell if it is not supposed to sound like that or not. Tommy says, I'll be calling you to wheel every other weekend. Let's go. I would love that. I would really love that. We're going to have to work on my on-call schedule, though, because I'm still, until they get this other motherfucker in at work, I'm still on call every other weekend. Steve says, they have the ends that are like the Mac straps you should be able to use with the tabs. That would be dope. Chris Crow, what is up, man? Cheers. It has been a while since I've seen you. A long, long time. I miss you, buddy. I hope everything's going well. I saw that post you made about your patio getting redone. That shit looked terrific, by the way. Absolutely terrific. If you guys have questions about the YJ, if you have questions about the build sheet, I can pull that up and answer those to the best of my ability. Alex, what's going on? What is going on? Clinton Lisa Williams, hey-o. Tommy says, so you mean to tell me it doesn't sound like a Gixxer 1000? No, it does not. That's not how it sounds. Open. Okay, there we go. All right, I got this pulled up, and then I will move the comments over here. Sorry for all the banging and clanging. This was a hasty setup, by the way, so I apologize. Mark says, green screen inside the Jeep and do work Zoom calls from the trail. I've seen that guy that does that. That's the guy that wears the booty cheek implants and walks in front of clubs with security. That dude's hilarious. Tommy says, I must have done something wrong then. Yeah, I heard about your startup. I apologize if you can hear my kids crying. We were actually down one kid and they're still that fucking loud, which is great. Dennis, what's going on? Thank you for joining us. I got home from work a little bit while ago, and I thought I'd hop on here and see if you guys wanted to chit-chat, if you had anything you wanted to talk about. How'd your Monday go? My Monday started off terrific, and then I got to work. What's up, Rick? I got to work to find that the AC unit that has been temporarily put in our office building was full of water over the weekend, so I had to go dump that out. Got it going again. And then, hey, what's up, Jesse? Howdy from North Carolina. Once that got going and the sun started coming up, the afternoon sun hits, like, my side of the building, and I'm right by a window. So as the morning is progressing, it's getting hotter and hotter and hotter. One of my coworkers has a thermostat in his office, and it was reading 85 degrees-ish. What's up, Mark Kinsley? I had one of those little beeper things with the laser, and at one point the surface of my desk was 90-something degrees. I put a picture of it on Instagram. It was hot. It was so hot that some of my coworkers ended up leaving to go work from home. Others just didn't come in at all and were other places. Kate Atkinson, what's going on? Oh, Kate, your last name, remind me to text you. I need to ask if you have relatives that live where I live. I just remembered that just now. I meant to text you this afternoon. But yeah, so the AC has been a problem at my white-collar job, and you may be crying, oh, I'm a welder. I work outside every day. Yeah, that was part of your job, bro. Like, you signed on for that. The job that I signed up for, is a white-collar job. So if they're like, yeah, you need to do IT, but you're going to be out in the field and it's going to be hot as shit, and you should expect that. I'd be like, okay, cool, I'll expect that. But on a Monday, when I walk in, my office is 90 fucking degrees. I did not expect that. Heath, what is going on? Tommy said, so that means you get to go home early. Ah, ha, 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 ha. That's very funny. What I should have done was just left and then gone live all afternoon. I don't know. But no, that is not what happened. Unfortunately. Foolish Habit LJ, good afternoon to you as well. I apologize, there's a little bit of background noise, but it's the AC, which I haven't been in all day, so I'm going to leave it on for a little while because it feels good. All right, like I said, if you have questions about the YJ, if you're just joining us, we were talking about getting the exhaust done. The exhaust is on, the O2 sensor is hooked up. Apparently it works. When I fired it up and it was just the headers dumping straight out, the engine light was on and it was running a little bit weird, but now that I have the full exhaust, well, full exhaust minus the cat and the muffler, it's still just a straight pipe. But it has the O2 sensor in it, it's plugged in. And oh, Kenneth says, I'm shipping a personal Mr. Fan. Hopefully the HVAC guys do their job and that shit's fixed tomorrow, but, you know. I figure I can't complain too much. Complaining's not going to fix it. You know. They know it's broken. There was HVAC guys there all day. They're working on it. So it doesn't help for me to continually complain to them about it. So I'll just come home and complain on Facebook about it. You know how that shit works. Oh, excuse me. Hold on. I'm going to mute my mic real quick. Sorry about that. All right, so the most recent thing that I bought for the YJ. Oh, actually, you know what? We can talk about the skins because a bunch of you saw a photo that I put on Instagram. I had the skins like halfway tacked on and it looked a little bit funky because it wasn't, the tub wasn't, I should have set this up so I could show you the picture. I'm sorry. I'm dumb. What's up, RJ? But I had it set up to follow the line of the cage, which I thought looked pretty cool. Apparently, a lot of you did not think that, which is fine. You're all entitled to your own opinion. But it like, so where the tub is cut from the first time, there's from the door jamb back, there's maybe, what is this, 8 inches? Hey! Between four and six inches of the top of the frame rail. And then I took the side skins that I had cut out and I angled it to follow the line of the cage on the back. Actually, I'm going to get the picture and I'm going to show you because I am doing anyone who's watching this a huge disservice and you're probably just getting pissed off. So give me 2 seconds. Let me find this picture. This has since been taken off because the shakedown run is coming up very, very soon, and I don't want to get trapped into this project and then be even more unhappy that it doesn't look good. You know what I mean? So let me find this. Okay. So I'm going to find this. Bear with me here. I have to refocus this. So if you can see that, the tub is angled way up, or it looks like it's way up, but it actually follows one of the lines of the cage. So, I ended up taking it off because I got some really good insight from Aaron Osterman, who gave me some tips to try and make it look mo better. What's up, Brooke? Alex says he digs the skins. I appreciate that. I really dig the skins too. And I saw one, I think it was a JK, who actually had like a skinned dovetail rear. And I thought it looked fucking sick. I think where people are getting tripped up is that it's, the rear is so high up already off the ground, and the skins are even more canted. So it looks like, you know, somebody like a dog with their fucking ass in the air or a girl twerking or something. What's up, Rigo? So I think that's just a lot of people haven't seen it. I don't know. I'm going to continue going forward with it. What's up, Joshua? I'm going to continue going forward with it because I think it looks cool, but it's going to be after the first Shakedown run. Because there's still stuff that I want to finish. I want to try and focus on making sure everything is mechanically sound. Not sound, because I did a lot of it. It can only be so sound. But it's just, it's to the point where my anxiety is at like a 2 instead of a 43. So we're looking for anxiety level 2 stuff. But we're getting there. The exhaust, getting the exhaust on was a huge thing for me. I had been dreading it for weeks. Like I said, it does not look pretty. No, I will not show you pictures. It's one of those things where, yes, A, I could have paid a shop to do it. B, number 2, I could have asked a friend to help me. The first one requires money. The second one requires scheduling. And I'm bad at scheduling, and I always feel bad taking people's time, you know? Tommy says, level the skins to the door jamb. It'll look just like aftermarket. So I did do that. I did level the top frame rails of the tub, and the way that the rear comes out, it just doesn't look right with it coming straight. Even if it comes straight and in to follow, because the rear of my cage comes in like this, like a little, I'm looking at myself, I apologize. Tommy says, look like an aftermarket cage in a YJ. RJ says, we'll just have to wait for the pics of it on its roof to see the exhaust. Yes, buddy, yes. So here's my thing. The first Shakedown run, I'm going to be 100% transparent with you guys. I am going to be an absolute pussy. 100%. I'm not going to hit the wildest trails. I'm not going to do the most crazy shit. What I want to do for the Shakedown run is make sure all the parts stay together and that this is funny, you're going to laugh, that I still know how to wheel. That is a very, very real thing. Riley says, that sounds exhausting. Yes. Yes, the exhaust was exhausting. And I got a couple new burn marks for it. Yeah, I am. I'm excited, also nervous, you know, but it's one of those things, if you haven't done something in a while, a little out of practice. Tommy says you got to hit the fire roads for the first 2 hours. Bro, you're not lying. You're not lying. I just want to, like, sit in it, drive it around. You know, I've run it up to temperature, but I haven't run it up to temperature under, like, operating conditions. It's just been sitting in the garage idling away. So we'll have to do that. Brooke says certified passenger for way too long. Yep. I agree with you. I have been many times a passenger, and I've gotten to wheel other people's stuff a couple times, but, you know, Tommy says, then again, you've been hitting the cul-de-sac. I have been, but that's been, I haven't gone on a drive that's been longer than 10 minutes, maybe, because I'm pretty sure the HOA's got it out for me, so that's why I haven't been doing long drives.
Good soup.
What's up, Adam? Another person that you need to follow if you're into cool shit is Adam. Kenneth says, say when and where and I'll be there. So the thing with the first Shakedown run, and I hate to exclude anyone or be a dick or anything, but there's going to be legitimately 2 or 3 people for the Shakedown run, and that's just for navigation and recovery. As much as I would like to have like a whole shebang, you know, like a whole party, this may not make sense to any of you when I say this, but my anxiety level for this Shakedown run is like borderline crippling. Not like actually crippling, because I don't want to take away from people that actually, you know, that shit ruins their life. But I just, I've thought about it. Having 20 people on a trail with me trying to shake down this Jeep for the very, very first time, I can't do it. I can't do it. I think about the situation in my head and I'm like, this is bad. I don't like this. This sounds like a terrible day for me. And it's just one of those two, three, maybe we'll have a little party. Once I get to the point where I know everything works and the only limiting factor is going to be me as a driver or the stock parts that are still in the axles, then yes, I'm fully planning on having a 7-slot ride day somewhere on the East Coast. I don't know where. And it's going to be great. We're going to have a fucking party. It's no charity, no raffle, no money, no anything. You pay your own park fees, you pay your camping fees, you pay your whatever. No business shit. It's just going to be wheeling and a get-together. And I'm really, really excited for that. Adam made it. Yes. Brandon says, wheeling other people's shit isn't the same. No, it definitely isn't. At that point, it's more getting to the end than enjoying it. 100% agree with you. The very few times that I have driven other people's stuff, I've just been worried about fucking breaking it. What's up, Mr. Boyd? Christopher Boyd? Bode? Sorry. Tommy says, we can go together and hold hands. Please don't break today. Please don't break today. There's no way we're doing dual first-time shakedown runs at the same time. Tommy, I fucking love you. I will go to your shakedown run and, like, help or whatever, but there's no fucking way we're shaking down two vehicles on the same day. Chip says, you need a power stroke and flatbed trailer. Hit up Peter's Mill. I think tons of 40 can make it. That's fucking funny, dude. That made me laugh. Riley says, I definitely took it super slow once I finished mine. I went out with one person just as backup. Exactly. That's kind of where I'm at with this Chip. I'm sorry, Riley Chip. That was a really funny comment, dude. Thank you. Yes, Riley, I'm with you. I want to make sure it works before I go, like, completely embarrass myself in front of people. And a lot of you guys are like, why would you fucking give a shit about that? What's up, Ryan? And I wish I could go through life like you, not giving a shit about what other people think. Like, people say, if you could have a superpower, what would it be? That's the superpower that I want. I want to walk out and complete my day as a human being, not giving one single fuck about what anybody else says. My shit is so bad, I'll be sitting at the stoplight thinking the person behind me might be mad at me if I don't go fast enough when the car in front of me goes. Like, that's the constant shit that's in my head. And it is exhausting, let me tell you. Thomas, what's going on? Yeah, so that's where we're at with the shakedown. I think I said this in a you guys didn't hear that. I said it in a podcast that you guys probably didn't hear. Skid plate, I think, is the next most expensive thing that I'm going to have to add. Let's see. My frame side lower mounts come so far forward on the frame that I can't use a stock skid plate. So what I'm going to have to do is buy one from Barnes. I think maybe a 2-inch drop or a 1-inch drop. I almost have a completely flat belly. That was the original goal. Excuse me. But then I got tired of cutting the floor out to make it fit, so I just said fuck it and ran it like it was. So one or two inch drop, and then I'm gonna have to cut out where the rearmost hole is on that skid plate, if you're familiar with those frames. And I really have a hard time buying a $200 skid plate from Barnes and then immediately fucking cutting it. But I still need to do it. What's up, Brandon? Also need to do an engine skid, which will also protect the very shitty exhaust that I made. So looking forward to that. I'm going to see if I can find a used YJ1 on Marketplace or something, like a Skid Row one or whoever is the brand that made those. And see if, because I haven't modified anything on the forward part of the frame, so any mounting points to the frame that that kit would use should still be there. Tommy says, takes less time and materials than to make it yourself. Yes. Yes, it has. That has been a lesson that I have learned over and over and over through this whole process. Sometimes, just fucking buy it, dude. Just buy it and then be done with it. Brandon says, fucking send it, bro. Yes, I'm trying. I'm going to try. Metal cloak is the one I have. Ooh, spendy boy. Ed Walters. Fun fact. Thank you, Ed Walters, for joining us. Fun fact. It is Ed Walters and I 8-year anniversary as friends on Snapchat. And also with Susan Ash. Those are the first two people I was friends with on Snapchat. Obviously, I've known them longer than that. I apologize for my kids. If I had a broom, I would bang on the floor. But yeah, that's a... Sorry about that. Kelly, what is going on, Kelly? Long time no see. We're just we're talking about Jeep stuff and shakedown runs and what I have done, what I still have left to do, and all that sort of fun stuff. The Trap Queen, if you're wondering where her beautiful face is, she is cooking dinner. And she's like, yeah, we have like 45 minutes until dinner. And I was like, cool, I'm going to go talk to my friends. She said, your internet friends or your real friends? I said, they're the same. Just kidding. She didn't say any of that. She just said, cool. But yeah, after that, the skid plate, the next thing that I don't need but I want to buy is 35 spline stub shafts, which would mean that I need to get some sort of slug or something for the hubs. I think what I'm going to do is not worry about a locker for the front and just put in, hi, would you like to come here? Were you the one that was running very loudly? You want to come over here? The camera's right here. Hey, come around. Come around and say hello. Come around and say hello. Say hello, everybody.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name's Luke Danger Maldonado.
Luke Danger Maldonado. And, sir, were you the one that was running very loudly upstairs and causing a ruckus?
Yeah. Okay.
Are you?
I was trying to race with the bullet, but he wants me to run, but he was trying to go super fast. Then he was trying to cheat.
Ah, interesting. Okay, why don't you go upstairs with mommy and have some goldfish?
I want to exercise.
Oh, you want to exercise? Oh, you're going to do some pull-ups? Why don't you do some pull-ups upstairs? Adam says, don't inner hubs need machined on a kingpin for a 35 spline? I was under the impression that you just... I apologize. There's a child playing with heavy weights. Okay, but you need to go upstairs until I'm done, okay? Love you, bye. Don't inner hubs need to be machined on a kingpin for a 35 spline? I was under the impression that you took the stock stuff out, all of the guts, put the new stuff in. I might be wrong. I'll have to go through the Dana 60 Bible again. I hate it when they slam the doors. Motherfucker. Brandon, yes, parent life. Pretty much. They're usually pretty good. When I say I am ocupado, they're usually pretty good. But my oldest one is currently visiting other family, and he's not there to rein them in, which is what he usually does. So thank you, actually, Adam, for bringing that up. I'm going to write that in my notes here. Hubs? Question mark? And look into that, because I actually don't know, and that's a really good point. Good soup. Bump stops I still need to do. Limit straps for at least the rear. I think the travel in the front shocks that I have is greater than the droop of the leaf springs. So we'll see. I don't know how to design suspension. And then after that, this whole spreadsheet is looking pretty green with the exception of a couple things. But I am going to jump off here soon. I will leave you with this last thing. The total for the build, which includes just over $5,000 that was delivered to the shop, Level 4, Brady and Mark, for rear four-link and cage. Brandon says, fuck it. It'll buff itself. Yes, it will. Total for this build, and this is off by up to $500 because there's still some stuff that I haven't added and some receipts I lost. But currently, according to this spreadsheet I have, with the receipts I have, we are at $10,692.44. So $10,692.44 that I have spent on this YJ so far. That's where we're at. Nikki, what is going on? That doesn't include purchase price. Technically, there was no purchase price because Lamb Chop and I swapped. I had the Dookie scooter. He had this YJ, as the mullet Jeep, as we call it. And we actually just swapped. I don't remember how much I bought the Dookie scooter for. I guess that could technically be the price since we swapped them. I don't know. Yeah, Tommy, probably don't look at your cost because it's going to be at least double. Brandon, I agree. That's not bad, all things considered. And I'm going to do like a full video on this and go through all almost 200 lines of this Excel sheet on what I paid for. There was a lot of stuff I did not pay for. There was a lot of stuff that was given to me for free. There was a lot of stuff that I did work barter for. So this is not what you should expect for an average one-ton YJ build, like at all. This is just what I spent. That's why I said this is what I have spent. Brandon said $7K on the XJ and just let it go for $1,200. Yeah, man. That fucking hurts. That shit fucking hurts. Kelly says, should have bought an XJ. I could easily put 10 grand into an XJ. Easily. And then just like Brandon said, sell it for $1,200. That fucking hurts, man. Yeah. I don't blame you. So that's going to be it. Thank you guys for joining. I really appreciate it. I'm going to have to start doing more lives earlier in the day instead of 10 o'clock at night that go for 2 hours. So I love you so much. Thank you for joining. If you're not already, consider subscribing to the Subscribers Only podcast. There's the regular podcast, and then there's, I think, now 52 episodes of a paid subscription. I know anytime you say money or paid, people are like, gross. But it helps me fucking do this 7-slot thing and build a Jeep. So check it out if you want or don't. I'll still love you. I promise. Okay, bye.